This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases, with more than 100,000 people ill. In Italy, a serious outbreak of the virus has locked down one quarter of its population. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
An eerie stillness settled over Italy's wealthy north on Sunday, after the government effectively quarantined 16 million people in a bid to contain the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak. The country is Europe's hardest hit, and on Saturday reported that the number of cases had leapt by 1,200 in a 24-hour period, its biggest daily increase since the epidemic began in Italy 2 weeks ago. In response, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte signed unprecedented restrictions into law overnight. He announced that people should now not enter or leave Lombardy, Italy's richest region, including the financial centre Milan, as well as 14 provinces in four other regions, including the cities of Venice, Modena and Parma, among others.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Just off the coast of California, a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus is headed to the port of Oakland. Princess Cruises says it will dock on Monday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The cruise ship can be seen moving off the coast. The captain told passengers last night those requiring acute medical treatment and hospitalization will be taken to healthcare facilities in California. Others will go to federally operated isolation sites or transported out of state. Passenger Karen Dever says she and her husband have been holed up in their room since Thursday, feel fine, and are anxious to get off the boat.
You know, at some point, it has to stop. So they test me and say I'm negative, well, then let me go. You know, don't keep me.
The Grand Princess has about 24 reported cases of coronavirus. The ship is carrying more than 3,500 people. I'm Julie Walker.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The ceasefire.